set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and it is time for the car show with our friends with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. We have Ken and Kenny Chartel, who are here. They are the owners, father and son, and they've been in business for quite a while now. How many pops? Oh, wait a minute. I got to get you queued up here. Hang on a second. It helps to turn the mic on, Meg. Okay, there you go.
We've been in business now for 30 years.
Wow, fantastic. Congratulations.
It's been a long but fun road.
Yes, rocking, sir. And rolling one car at a time, one day at a time, that's for sure. One headache at a time
there
as well.
Good day, Meg. Yeah. And Howard is here, Howard Seaton, who's one of our ADX marketing consultants. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning. I love to hang around with my mechanic buddies here in case I break down, you know.
Hey, well, the more the merrier in my book.
Absolutely. You need to have them in your back pocket.
I don't want to be stranded out by the road.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Well, this is the car show, so it's all about cars and automotive. Any question about any year, any kind of car is welcome. Please text it in at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you, and I'm telling you, I can personally vouch for these guys. They took care. They kept my little Chrysler convertible running way past when it should have been retired, probably 10 plus years. So great time to text it in, 850-437-1620. So the theme of the garden show earlier was all about this cold weather we've been having and the winter temperatures. And I thought of y'all this past week because you told me it was okay to get in my car and not have to warm it up ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went, and it was 20 degrees. I said, and the wind chill of whatever it was that morning, right. 17. I said, okay, Ken and Kenny.
I'm putting it to the test.
I said, they better be right. And sure enough, my car started right up. So I said, okay, these guys know what they're talking about.
Now, it just depends on how, you know, your comfort at that point. Do you want a warm seat or a warm interior? But if you got to go, there's no problem in firing it up and, you know, backing out the driveway, of course. But yeah, it's been a little chilly. Myself, I don't have a heated steering wheel like some of you listeners may have, or my father over here, you know. Pops has been living in...
Should have ordered that option.
I should have, yeah. But in that year, they didn't have it. But nevertheless, gloves have been a great friend for me, right. You know, in this colder
That's
weather.
Right. That's so. Right. Well, I kept thinking, well, now how dumb is that to have heated seats in Florida? Then I basically ate my words last week.
Right.
I thought, even if it's 3 days, it definitely would have been worth it.
Like we were saying, our gloves last for 10 plus years. We use them for three
right.
or 4 days out of the,
that
out
winter
of the year.
This
past week's been a little different, though. Mm. So for our cars, they are, you know, unfortunately, they're stuck outside when we get to go in the house and sleep at night. So they have to endure those negative 30, you know, minus 32 degrees, you know, where things can start freezing and stuff happens that normally doesn't happen for us Floridians in our vehicles down here. You know, while we didn't have to deal with any snow or precipitation this past time, that ice scraper we didn't have to pull out. You know, other things we may have noticed was maybe a slow start on that cold morning. You know, my battery, all of a sudden it usually cranks, and here we go with the sound effects. And mm-hmm. today it was rum, rum, rum. I was hoping I could, it finally lit. Great, I can get to work. Well, that's usually an indicator that battery is on its way out. You know, the heat destroys them, and the cold, you know, makes them show up at that point. That's when they really start showing their face as far as that goes. And some
right.
other things that you see in the wintertime, Father?
Well, that's, you know, same on those batteries, the cold weather, the battery loses its capacity. And so when the battery is cold, it doesn't have as much capacity. When I used to live in Colorado, I used to bring the battery into my house and keep it inside.
No kidding,
because
really?
There were some days where we would get down to minus 20 and nothing likes to start at that temperature.
I've never thought of that. Wow, mm-hmm. Okay.
And I would bring the battery inside the house and just leave it in the laundry room because then, you know, the house was around 70 degrees, so the battery would stay warm, and then throw it in the morning, and it would start like a summer day.
Huh. Okay.
And believe it or not, you know, and a little different, but up north in latter years, you used to have a lot more option to have a block heater on these
Correct.
Vehicles as well. So when you were in those northern states and you're dealing with these harsh winters, you know, you'd plug your vehicle into a regular extension cord at night and it'd keep that engine block just warm enough that obviously even with good antifreeze, things wouldn't freeze. And you could, of course, start your motor up and have it be a little warmer.
Okay, got a question in from one of our listeners this morning, so thanks for texting in, 850-437-1620. My battery's working, but I've had it for a while. Is there some kind of diagnostic check to see what shape or life it still has?
There are different machines that they have out now these days. The old days, we used to use a hydrometer, and you were able to open the top of the battery, and a hydrometer is a little glass tube that would suck some of the acid out of the battery, and you'd have a little float, and depending on how high that float floated would be, you know, how well charged it is. So as you went down to 6 cells or 3 cells on a 6-volt battery, then when you found one that wasn't floating as high, that was a sign that that battery is going bad. Now they have machines that do that, and we have one of those that it'll give you a percentage of where the battery life, its health, as they call it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you can check a lot of your auto parts stores will do a free battery check for you as well. Along with our wonderful company over here at Affordable Automotive, we'll be happy to take a look at that battery as well. But, you know, with technology, there are different ways you can check it with a voltmeter. But of course, if it seems to be starting fine and having no problems, there's what they call a quote unquote health check on it. And these devices look at everything from capacity to, you know, the health of the battery. And of course, based on the date of the battery and how well it's been maintained are all varying factors. But at the That's end of true. The day, it's always best to have it checked. And then, you know, try to prepare before that morning you have to get up and be somewhere important and it doesn't start.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that text. 850-437-1620. This is the Car Show, and the guys are going to be sticking around till 11 this morning, so we got a good bit of time to get to some of your questions.
Absolutely.
And we got one here from, let's see, this is from Danny. He's asking, oh, I love this question. Do you work on Datsun 240Zs?
Yes, I remember
that
those well.
That just brought a smile to everybody's face, Danny.
They're few and far, but we do.
They are few too. You're very few anymore.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the cool car.
They were cool. Had a bad habit of rusting out, though.
Oh,
around
really?
The wheel wells. Yeah, they would rust out pretty bad. But they were good little cars. I mean, it put Nissan on the map, or Datsun. At that point in time, it was still Datsun. So It put those on the map. They were fun little cars to drive.
So do y'all work on them? I guess that's
question.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'd be happy to take a look at it for you. You know, of course, we always have Mark at the front desk, and you can reach him at 850-932-0811 at Affordable Automotive. And, of course, we have a scheduling system. We try to ensure that every car gets the same amount of time and concern looked at it as every other car. You know, we try to treat it as our own, but with that schedule, it's usually a little bit of a ways out. Unfortunately, there are a lot of vehicles out there, and we're always there to help fix the problems, but be sure to get on that schedule by giving us a shout, and we'll be happy to take a look at that vehicle, check that battery, and of course, get that Nissan looked at as well, and get a look at the issues you're having and get you back out on the road.
Datsun. I love it. And tell them where you're located too, and what y'all's hours are.
Absolutely. Location hasn't changed in 30 years. We're located right there about a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And for those maybe a little more familiar with the area, right there at the corner of East Bay Boulevard and Highway 98. So right before that new Soundside school that's going up. You know, another thing we do at our shop, just to highlight, you know, we always take a test drive. We take pride in our work. Our technicians and our service riders, we all take pride in these vehicles. These are what we rely on. Besides our home, a vehicle is usually one of our biggest purchases in our life. So, you know, with that respect, each vehicle has to have that tender, loving care. And so each vehicle gets test driven, whether it be my work, my father's work, or our technician's work. That's there. It's a quality control check that we do. And the last thing we ever want to hear a customer say is, I didn't even get off the lot and I heard the same noise I heard the last time. And how often we've heard that from customers. And, you know, while it takes time out of our day to work on other vehicles, it's that quality control that is that quality you can afford.
Right, to make sure that the problem that you came in with is solved. That's the biggest thing we like to do, is make sure the problem you have, we've solved that problem. If we see other things, we'll let you know about those other things, but we want to make sure you're concerned or taken care of.
Well, so. I know, as being one of your customers for so many years, it really is important that you find someone that can take care of your auto, your vehicle, that you can trust, that, especially for me, as I know zero about cars, and the few things I've known, I've just get me into trouble. So it's very helpful to be able to take it to someone that's going to give you an honest assessment of what you need, not add extra stuff. Or,
absolutely.
I mean, and y'all have been very patient with me when they would explain exactly what they need to do or what is wrong, and that really makes a difference, because unfortunately, there are a lot of folks out there that will take advantage.
Yeah, and as I have said before, I'll say it again, you don't have to make a quota, or you don't have to have a quota at your auto repair shop. There's enough going on in these cars, trust me. They break themselves. So Gary, fix what's broken and maintain them as best you can. But remember, these cars are on the road day in, day out, and they all need maintenance, and they're all going to have an issue. It's just a matter of being proactive or reactive to the situation.
Okay, Danny responded. He says, sounds like you know about Datsuns, and he said, it is not a Nissan.
Fair enough. We'll call it what it is.
Okay. Got another text in from one of our listeners is asking, is there a battery brand that you recommend?
Well, I've been using Interstate batteries for the 30 years I've been at my shop. I've had very good luck with those batteries. At other shops that I worked at, we also used Interstate batteries, and they seem to hold up pretty good. There's only a few manufacturers of batteries anymore left in the United States, and the Interstates, they hold themselves, even though it might be made by the same company that builds one of the other big name batteries. Interstate has a little bit of a better, quality control on their batteries. Sure. And with the better quality control, they seem to last a lot longer.
Yeah, absolutely. I can vouch for that. In my Tacoma truck, I've got a battery that's going on 6 years. Now, I will tell you, I have been hearing a little bit of a slow crank through these cold cold days. So I am on my way to needing a battery. But
right.
There are a few manufacturers that I'd put money on that would go that distance in terms of battery life,
right.
Maintained. So, that's what we sell at Affordable Automotive, of course, and that's what we recommend to our customers. Of course, there's always a price difference, but you get what you pay for in that respect. And
that's true.
Okay, so. If you just joined us, this is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive and Gulf Breeze. Ken and Kenny Chartel are here along with Howard, and we're talking about cars this morning. So if you have a question, 850-437-1620. One of the things that I was thinking about this week, I always think about my guests on the shows, and there's been so much construction in our area lately. There's some construction on Scenic Highway. There's construction on all the interstate. I mean, it seems like everywhere you go. And my fears, I have these, I'll go over something, a pothole, one of the something like that. And then I'll hear this clunk, clunk. I hear like a little noise, and then it goes away, and I think, oh.
Gosh, what was that now?
Yeah. Right. So do you have any advice about that kind of thing? I mean, checking your tires, your pressure, or what, there's a lot of things to look out for when you're driving around, even in this town.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that spring to that transition from winter to spring with the potholes, and especially with the rain and the cold and everything else we've had going on and the construction. Yeah, obviously, potholes are everywhere, and trying to avoid them is just not possible sometimes. And so when you do hit that pothole and you do hear that clunk, it's important to just kind of keep your ear out, maybe not turn that radio up so loud, be cognizant of any future noises driving down the road. All of our suspension are ball and sockets, if you will, joints, like our body parts. Again, I'm rocking my shoulder as we speak. That would be a lower ball joint, if you
it's
will.
Quite the sight.
Yeah, and I hear no popping at the moment, so all is good. Same goes for your car. You pull my arm out of socket, or you hit that pothole too hard, and that ball joint or those suspension components get stretched, torqued, twisted in such a way that they're not designed to do, then yeah, things change and you will get some knocks. And of course, as that transition from winter to spring happens, of course, it's a great time to get your vehicle in, not just to look at that suspension and some of those components that do fail because they are rubber. You know, you have rubber components that help also dampen that suspension as well that can fail from that transition from hot to cold. You know, rubber does get hard and cold. May not freeze, quote unquote, but leave a pair of shoes outside. Try walking on those at 32 degrees and then at 95 degrees, you're going to be able to stick to that concrete for sure. So the same goes with components on your cars.
Can you, every now and then, rarely though, you'll see someone on the side of a road and the wheel has come off entirely. So what should people be looking out for? I know nobody wants to spend the money up front, but what noises, what kind of wobble or, you know, you don't want to wait till a wheel comes off.
No, no, absolutely. That's the last thing.
That's not good.
But I've seen that. I've seen that before.
Yeah. A lot of times when the wheels come off like that, what we've been seeing of late is the wheel bearing has gone bad. And, you know, they tend to, you're going to lose a wheel that way.
And, you know, but to your point, there's always something that predates the wheel coming off. You're going to hear a noise. You're going to hear grinding. You're going to turn that radio up so loud that you're still hearing the noise. Now, that's just a failure on the driver's part to rectify the issue. You know, as far as keeping an eye on things, again, ears and eyes are the best thing for our vehicles. You know, noticing maybe that squeak or that grind that wasn't there as you're rolling out the driveway, because that wheel bearing or wheel is cocked a little bit, it's going to be rubbing on components that it shouldn't be. You know, so, and in an extreme case where they have come off in such a way, chances are they had an issue and were hearing a noise, I could only imagine, prior to that wheel coming off, because, unless something's just a blatant failure out of the repair shop or from the factory, normally they don't just pop off. So,
this reminds me of way, way back in time, college days and so forth. I always had these cool cards, Innova.
Oh boy.
And you know, it's again, it's a money thing, right? And you're letting things go. Well, I would hit railroad tracks and you get that shimmy when you're grabbing the wheel and you feel this shimmy, and I thought, well, you know, it's, I can deal with that, right? So I go to pick up my girlfriend. This is one reason why we broke up, but went to pick her up in the Nova. She thought it was a cool car until an idler arm connected to a Pittman arm or something, broke, and we were going down through the neighborhood, and it did a 90-degree turn into somebody's yard.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Lost control just like that, you know. So she walked back, and I don't know if I was able to call her back again.
Maybe a little bit terrified after that experience.
Yeah, that loose steering was
Get rid of that Nova and come back and see me then. You know?
Mm-hmm. That loose steering wheel at times over the railroad tracks was the telltale sign there.
That's my only experience. But I do see, you know, people, their tires have come off and...
Yeah, and things like that happen.
What in the world?
You know? Failure on components and parts. You know, at the end of the day, we're automotive technicians. We're somewhat of a detective as well. You know, we get the full story out of the customer after we've kind of discovered what really happened to the whole car. You know, and in which case, again, you know, those things are. The little bit of rattle noise you heard going over the track, you know, I'm backing out of my driveway and I hear this clunk that I never heard before, you know, and those are the best indicators you can have to be on top of your car. You know, so as far as that goes, when we get in it, we'd be hearing what you're hearing. And now it's time to get it up on a lift and just start shaking things around, you know, checking components as far as that goes to see what may be loose or not.
Okay, got a text in from Janet. Oh, she's one of our listeners, one of our regulars. Hey, Janet, good morning to you. She says, spot on, Meg, about the construction and tires. She says, I've lived here since 87. Up until 2.5 years ago, I only had one nail in a tire. Past 2.5 years, I've had to replace a tire 3 times. Just 2 weeks ago, asked my tire shop guy, what is up with this? It's ridiculous. And he said he and his wife in recent years have had it 5 times between 2 cars, just saying work crews are being messy. So well, beware.
I can vouch for that. Yesterday morning, I left out of my driveway, started going down the road. It's a newer car, so it has all the little bells and whistles, but nothing showed up yet because you have to drive just a little bit for the tire monitor light to come on. And it gives me the monitors of all 4 of my wheels.
The pressure
on them. And I get out on the 98 and I'm like, huh, what's that noise? I haven't heard that before. And right about that time, the tire monitor came on and said flat tire. And
oh, no.
I have run flat tires on the car. So I drove up to the gas station, put in my $1.50 in quarters, had to search for that because nobody uses cash anymore, but had to dig around the car, found a $1.50 worth, put it into that tire machine, wouldn't work.
Ooh.
Drove to the next one.
Oh, no.
That one didn't work.
Oh, no.
So it was a run flat tire, so I did proceed to, which I don't, you know, say people should do this, but I did completely proceed to drive to the shop, and
mm-hmm.
aired the tire up.
Looked, it wasn't that far.
It wasn't that far. It was only a couple of miles.
But at the end of the day, you know, there's a lot of debris in the road, and
right.
you never know where you can catch it. And so just being vigilant is a walk around in the mornings, you
mm-hmm.
know. You must not have done a walk around that first thing in the morning, Dad. That coffee hadn't kicked in.
I said it was a run flat tire,
well,
so you can't tell that it's flat.
Okay. I want to go this time.
Okay, well, when you say a walk around, what are you looking for?
Well, simple things, you know, look at all the tires, you know, is one sitting on the ground, you know, maybe notice if there's a puddle on the ground that wasn't there before, not caused from a rain or anything like that. You
or
know?
The air conditioning.
Or the air conditioning, absolutely, you know, those are definitely some things to look out for there. Any fluids, of course, underneath the car. Check in, make sure your tires are aired up. Obviously, it's a good idea. We haven't had any rain yet, but it's coming. You know, just pull that wiper up. Look at that blade. See if the rubber is coming off of the wiper blade. So often we see that, and it's like, this is just clearly needs to be replaced. It does not work in the rain, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a simple thing. You know, every car owner can look at that really quickly, but just being kind of cognizant about what's going on, and tire pressure and leaks are the big thing.
Okay. We've been down to our last minute here this half hour. We have our friends from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze here. The Chartels, dad and son, are here. They've been in business over 30 years in Gulf Breeze, which
yes.
is pretty remarkable. A family-owned business, but boy, do they give you good service. So if you have a text question, there's going to be plenty of time in this next half hour to text it in. And the number is 850-437-1620. So if you would, give your address again, your phone number, one more time in case someone's on their way to work. They can jot it down.
Absolutely. If for those wanting the information, Affordable Automotive, we're located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, about a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. And, of course, we can be reached to get you on the schedule at 850-932-0811. And, of course, if you're curious, just visit us online, Affordable Automotive, GulfBreeze.com. And, of course, you can do an online appointment schedule from that point as well. So we're moving on up here, Howard.
First class.
So we appreciate all of our listeners and all of our customers over these 30 years that have really just helped Affordable Automotive be what they are today. You know, we can fix them, but if people don't believe in our service and product, it doesn't matter. So we appreciate all those listening and hope to hear more of your questions for the next half hour.
Okay, and if you'll give that address one more time.
We're a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway, and of course, 850-932-0811.
And Kenny, what are your hours?
Of course, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, we're always there. So stop on by if you have a car care problem.
Okay, thank you guys. This is the Car Care Show
on
Pep Talk. We're going to be back with more car care coming up right after the news, so don't go away. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk.
You don't know what I got. I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly. She's my little Deuce Coupe. You don't know what I got.
Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and this is the Car Care Show with our friends from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Ken and Kenny Chartel are here. They are the owners of the shop, and it is located out there in Gulf Breeze. And they have been in business now 30 years in our area, which says a lot. And our friend Howard is here. He's one of our marketing consultants with ADX Communications. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Meg.
Good morning.
Great
Meg.
To be here as always.
Yeah,
talking car care. Car problems.
So, but right off the bat, tell everybody where you're located, how they can reach you, and all your info.
Absolutely. We're over there a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. We're located at 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. We're right there at the corner of 399 and Highway 98 for those that traverse that area. And, of course, feel free to give us a call at 850-932-0811. And we always got somebody on the other end ready to take your questions and get you on the schedule so we can look at your car.
Okay, so we had some great questions and texts in the last half hour. So 850-437-1620, text it on in. We've got questions they're here to answer. They are our experts today on the expert panel. And Bruce sent in a comment in the last half hour. We were talking about when you get up in the morning and you get out to the car for that first time.
Thank you, Bruce.
Kenny was saying do a walk around, right, to check everything. And one of the things that Bruce texted in, he said, okay, so also check tail lights and brake lights during that walk around. I see many of those out while in traffic. And I've noticed that too.
Absolutely. We were just having the conversation off air about that. And yeah, thank you, Bruce. If you have another person available, it's always a good idea to have them hit the brakes, check turn signals, headlights, of course, too. But yeah, it brings us to another great topic. We do see a lot of taillights and headlights not working on the roads today. Isn't that right, Pops?
Yes, we do.
I've definitely noticed when I was on the highway the other day, because I will see someone and the front lights are on, but the back lights aren't on. And I was wondering about that.
Right. A lot of that goes back to, once again, look at your owner's manual. And you have to look. There's settings for the daytime running lights, which means the rear taillights will not come on at that point in time. Your brake lights, turn signals will still work, but your marking lights will not. So you have to make sure that the switch is in the right position for the automatic headlights to come on, and then that'll turn on your taillights also.
See, I didn't know that. That's really something. I'm sitting here criticizing other people. I'm wondering if I'm running around with no taillights on. So I didn't know that. And again, I get the lecture every week from these
guys
about the owner's manual.
It's easy to do because the daytime running lights, you know, it's dark out and a car is parked against a fence or something, you see the lights on, so you're just assuming that all the lights are on,
right?
But it's really just your daytime running lights are on.
Yeah. So. And you know, going to that point too about tail lights, you know, our tail lights are made today, not just, they don't really have a single filament bulb like they used to. They're all
Correct.
Made out of LEDs,
and you know, some of them still are using regular bulbs, but a lot of them are using LEDs, and we are seeing a lot of these LED strips going bad on these cars. Bad part is, unlike a light bulb, you can't just replace that bulb. You end up having to replace that entire taillight assembly. Some of them get quite costly.
And they'd look cool at night when they're all working, you know, that nice LED strip or horizontally across, but again, you know, unfortunately, there's no bulb replacement there. It's a whole housing or lens replacement at that point. But again, knowing the difference between your light settings and having the daytime running lights set and your automatic headlights going on, and of course, if that's all working and you still have some taillight issues, by all means, come see us. Come see us. We'll take a look at it for you. But more often than not, we see those lights failing or half the light working because of LEDs and their advent and introduction into these vehicles these days.
Well, that's one of the advantages of you having been around for 30 years, because when you think about car technology and how much that has changed in the last 30 years, it's really pretty remarkable.
It is.
And you all keep up with all of that so that you can work. Someone just joked in about the Beach Boys are just okay, but not a 240Z. So just
what
so
about
people
my
know.
409,
yeah, so just people know that this is not an antique car automotive shop. They do everything, including you do have the technology to work on cars that are more current, right?
Yeah, foreign, domestic, vintage or new. We've got the knowledge and know-how and technology to get into each one of those. Now, we might have to refer to some of our paper manuals with Pops over here when we get into the Datsuns and stuff, but
exactly.
It's in that 286 somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that ancient 286 that runs pretty slow now, but
it works. So there's a lot of good info in there. So we've got avenues of finding all the right information to make sure that your car is taken care of the way it should be, just like if it were mine or his. So, and that's that's been our motto that we've stuck by too. So when we're underneath your car, it's like we're underneath ours, because chances are I might be moving mine in right behind yours, so I will be underneath my car. But I'm always looking for things too, and you know, getting back to some of our transition from winter to spring and some of those different maintenance tips. And we were talking about potholes and tires and how big of an issue that has become in our area. Of course, tire inflation is everything these days. Pesky or not, those tire lights, which either are staying on in your car all the time, whether your tires are filled or not, or whether they're working correctly, it's important to check those tires, again, with that walk around. But Meg, you had made a great point. You know, keeping a tire inflator in your trunk for those long road trips in the event of that air tire filler not working at two different gas stations.
Right. It would have sure helped me yesterday.
So those are great tips and good things to think about before that long road trip, too. You know, make sure you have the right safety equipment with you and emergency equipment.
Jumper cables are good.
A tire checker, tire inflator. You know, they make nice kits. You can usually pick those up at any of your big stores, but an emergency kit that may have a blanket, some flares, jumper cables, emergency flashlight and things like that are all helpful. Of course, we never break down in the most convenient of places.
No.
So having ourselves best prepared for that is the best thing.
Okay.
One other thing on tire pressures now. When it gets cold out, everybody's tire light pops on and saying that it's got low pressure in it. But you also have to remember, in the springtime, now that you aired those up to what they should be, you have to remember to let some of that air out in the springtime, because now we're getting warm again, that tire is expanding again, and the tire pressure will be high.
That's a great point. You know, checking them in the wintertime.
We always check it when the light comes on, but if the light doesn't come on, doesn't mean that it's not overinflated.
That was a point I had written on my notes here. You know, I don't see an engine light or hear a noise. Is there something still wrong with my car? It's important.
Okay. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with the Chartels, owners of the Affordable Automotive Care in Gulf Breeze. And this is the Car Care Show. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is Pep Talk, and this is the Car Care Show with our friends from Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Getting lots of texts in now. So one of them says, this is from Vicky, and congrats, Vicky won some tickets to see the Pensacola Ice Flyers yesterday. So good morning to you, Vicky. She says, I have a Palisade, and during one of our freeze days, one of the tire lights came on and is still flashing. The level is fine. We had that checked, but the light is still flashing. What do we do?
Well, good on you, Vicky, for being on top of that. Absolutely. I mean, if your tire pressure is showing good via another gauge and a reading, you know then that your tire is properly inflated. So that's the first thing you can do. But chances are that tire pressure monitor sensor has gone bad. Now, that sensor is inside of the tire, and it is run by a battery, much like a watch battery. Of course, is our discussion about car batteries is the same holds true. You know, the heat really, you know, gets to those batteries, and then the cold is when they show up. So of course, with that freeze is when that battery probably struggled for its last bit of life, and then now it's finally done. But unfortunately, that tire pressure sensor is inside of the rim. So you actually have to demount that rubber to get to that sensor and then, of course, put that on. That, of course, is something we don't really get into at Affordable Automotive as far as tire work goes. We do major and minor repair, but we leave the tire work for other specialists in the industry. But that would be my first suggestion or thought, that sensor has gone bad.
Okay. So we have another question. I'm trying to get that in. 850-437-1620. This is a good one. How about a general diagnostic check and overall look? I might be buying a pre-owned car, but I want to know of any, maybe some hidden issues that I'm not aware of. That's a good, can you bring in a pre-owned car to your shop?
Yes, that's, please bring it in before, when it is pre-owned, not when you own it.
Not when it's too late.
Because then it's too late. And we do see that too, where people, I just bought it yesterday. Well, you should have brought it in the day before and let us look at it, because I've found the water pump's bad and I found this. And so, yes, it's always a good idea. We can get it up on the hoist, take a look, and kind of give it a general look over like we do when we're doing oil changes. do a, you know, quick check on everything, brakes and things like that, anything upcoming issues that you might have. So yes, it's a very good idea in this day and age to bring a car in for a pre-check.
Absolutely. And we can certainly get you on the schedule to do that. Of course, give us a shout at 850-932-0811. And we can get you on the schedule. We try to make sure we accommodate those. You know, buying a car is a stressful time, but buying a good car, it hopefully alleviates some of that stress that what you're buying is a decent car. We can at least say you better try something different before you sign on the dotted line for this one, because there's a lot you can notice underneath the hood and underneath the car if you know what you're looking for. So by all means, we encourage it. Be sure to give us a call.
Yeah, and with used cars, I know there are some places you can go online, right, to find the history of the car and that kind of thing. But is that reliable? Are those sites reliable, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, well, to a degree, we are set up with Carfax, which is like your Carfax for your collision. But
Fox instead of fax?
Fox, yeah, I think
Fox.
So. Carfox,
okay.
Yes, Carfox, but for service.
The service side.
Service side. Okay. So for oil changes, tire rotations, major or minor repairs. Of course, it's only as good as those entering in the information or however their system is put together. So if it's done by a shade tree in his garage, then no, chances are that history will never show up, you know. And much like a fender bender on a car, you know, unless it was reported, that'll not show up on the Carfax. So yes, our shop is a part of this service Carfax, if you will, agreement. And you can get those reports usually by going online, and it'll list most of that information. If the timeline matches, then it looks pretty good. You can start getting your own assessment from there. But of course, if there are gaps in that timeline, you know, it got its first couple oil changes at the dealership, and then there's a 3-year lapse, and then all of a sudden there was this major work. You might want to take a little closer look at that one and make sure that the records jive. So,
well, I remember after Katrina, it was such a big scandal because folks were, the outside looked good, but the interiors had been flooded out during the floods and everything during the hurricane.
Yes.
So I always remembered that to make sure and have a car checked, especially if I'm buying a used car by somebody that's I can count on.
It works great today, but 6 months down the road, all that water damage shows up, and now you've just got a nightmare. And yeah, that was a very, you know, it's unfortunate, but things like that have and do happen and will continue to happen. And so, you know, the best thing you can do as a car owner or a future car owner is just have it inspected, you know, by us at Affordable Automotive or whomever your local mechanic may be. But a good inspection goes a long way to keeping your wallet from having to be opened all the time for that car.
Are there a couple of things that you see where people come in, they bring their car in and they've just, they're buying it from someone, or they may be got, you know, a problem that they're stuck with? Are there any, you know, things that pop up that you've noticed?
Well,
that are serious, you know, there could be when you're doing these inspections. It's,
well, mainly it's just giving it a good overlook. Now, there isn't any one thing. There's so many systems on these newer cars and things like that. So, you know, we just want to just kind of check things over. Like I've said before, if the interior is a total mess, I doubt they took care of the engine.
That's a great indicator.
What a
perfect indicator.
What if they come in, their hair is not combed? Tip off.
There you go.
That's
okay,
a big tip off, because if they're not keeping the interior clean, I doubt they're doing the work under the hood.
I got you.
Okay, guys, we got a couple questions in, and I want to be sure we can get to all of them. So one of them is from one of our listeners is asking, how accurate is the percentage of oil used for oil and filter changes?
I presume we're working on a car without an oil dipstick. Yes, and for the manufacturers of today, they somehow got this wild idea that a dipstick for checking our oil wasn't needed anymore, and transmission dipsticks have been long gone in most vehicles, but oil is now following in suit. As far as the accuracy on it, that's, you know,
it's only as good as the electronics on the vehicle. So, and we have seen some of those fail, where the sensors do fail, and then you have no way of knowing of how much oil you have except for draining it out in a container so that you can measure it.
And then adding the proper amount back in.
Adding the proper amount back in.
But, you know, in general, they're pretty accurate unless, you know, you have a failure. And again, with the electronics, 9 times out of 10, they may trip a code for something like that. But again, the most important, if you see 3 or 4 quarts oil on the ground, it's hard to miss. So that's the big indication that obviously,
that it's low.
If it's showing zero and you don't see fluid on the ground and knocking, no, then you're probably good. But, you know, again,
yeah, they're
it's
saying
good.
Dipstick, okay, but looking at the dashboard indicator.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So chances are it might be an electric failure with that level sensor for measuring the oil level in it. And but yeah, and again, with electronics, they fail in such a way. So it's good that they have a dipstick still on that to be able to check that level. But unfortunately, there's no real way without that stick.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. This is the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, 850-437-1620. And we're back with Pep Talk and the Car Care Show with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. Probably time for one more question. This one is from Stefan. He is our host of the Boat Show on Fridays. And he is asking a question. Oh, and by the way, happy birthday, Stefan. It was his birthday yesterday on Groundhog Day. So happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday.
Okay, so his question is, what do you think of aftermarket extended warranties?
We had a little bit of a chuckle when that question came across the board, to be honest. We don't quite have enough time to get into it, but always read that small print, right, Pops?
Yes, that's the biggest problem with it. They make them sound like, oh, they're going to repair every single part of your car and you're never going to pay anything or a small deductible. That is far from it.
Yeah, absolutely. They exclude things like general maintenance, brakes, oil changes, you know, flushes if the manufacturer requires them.
So what's left?
That's the problem with them.
The windshield wipers, I mean.
A lot of, no, they won't replace
those. They won't replace those either.
That's
no.
a maintenance item, but it boils down to a lot of the items that don't end up failing, you know. In such cases, they'll even say a radiator is a wearable item and not covered under such a warranty. And for certain warranty companies, there's a number of them out there. And unfortunately, we've done our best to try to work with those companies, but at the end of the day, it doesn't benefit us or the customer, more importantly, because we found that they're, of course, at the end of the day, they see that fine print and what it does not cover. And so we've gotten away from trying to deal with that and any sort of aftermarket stuff for that reason.
So we could do a whole show on that?
Yeah,
we could, you know, and unfortunately, it's just the nature of the automotive sales industry right now, you know, with your Carvanas and your other, I'll pick it up at your house and drop one off, you know, and things like that. So it's just the way the direction of it is.
But if you have a question, someone could call you, right? And
oh,
ask
sure.
a question about it.
Yep.
So we're about out of time, guys. So what is your address, phone number, ways people can reach out to you?
We're over there at Mile West of the Gulf Breeze Zoo, Affordable Automotive, 5366 Gulf Breeze Parkway. And we can be reached at 850-932-0811 and schedule your appointment today.
Okay, Ken and Kenny Chartel, so glad to have you on the show this morning, along with Howard Seaton with ADX Communications. This is going to be a great day today on Tuesday. May get a little rain tomorrow, but it's going to be 60s today.
Check your wipers.
Yeah, so just remember, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and always remember to love now. Have a great afternoon, and we'll see you on Pep Talk tomorrow morning.